It is a Wednesday morning and time for a weekly chat with Freddie P, CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's going on, Freddie?
Not much. You know, it's gray and rainy and cold. What else could you ask for in late April?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back. It seems to me that Easters in the past have always been very nice. I remember us being outside barbecuing, mm-hmm. and normally Easter is, it seems to me, earlier in April, isn't it? For some reason, it's been shoved to the end of April. I'm not sure why. You know, what with the resurrection and all that, you think they'd yeah. try to keep it to the same day, for crying out loud, for the fella to come back. But
what did you say you have a resurrection?
I've got a listen, and it's not often. So I get a resurrection about as much as he does.
That's right. Once a year.
If I'm lucky. Oh, yeah. No, we plan around it at home.
That's awful.
Uh-huh. I say to the lovely Maria, the resurrection's coming. Get the kids out of the house.
That's right. And then she has to hunt for it.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. No, it's really
She's
sad.
On a 40-day fast before it, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Freddie.
Yes,
it seems that normally Easter weekend is fairly nice, and we're getting humped on this one. It's going to be rainy and crappy and doesn't seem to want to stop with the gray weather.
No, that's it. Ain't nothing you can do about the weather. It really blows. I mean, this winter started on December 1st, and it hasn't let go. So
no.
I'm looking forward to sunning myself eventually.
Putting yourself up on a big old rock and just sunning yourself.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, CanadianThinker.com. I read your blog, The Practice is Wrong. I thought it was terrific. Explain to the Rock listeners what practice is wrong, Freddie.
Well, you may or may not know that last week Bob Barker, remember good old Bob Barker from The Price is Right?
Yeah.
He was in Toronto. He's concerned about the plight of the elephants at the Metro Zoo. You know, about 7 elephants have died at the zoo in the past 20 years, which is really alarming, and they think it's, you know, it's tied to conditions that, you know, it's just too cold in Toronto generally, and the pens that they keep them in aren't big enough, so they, you know, they're under constant stress without actually, you know, visible stress, but constant stress because they're just too far out of their own environment. So Bob Barker has offered to move the elephants to a sanctuary in Southern California where the climate is more consistent with their natural habitat. And, of course, sanctuaries are the way to go, really, with large animals. Let them roam. So I just wrote a piece saying I totally agree. You know, I've never been comfortable with zoos. I don't like zoos. I never really took my kids to zoos because I don't like seeing animals penned up like that. So I'm a big supporter of Bob Barker. Take the elephants to Southern California and don't stop there. I mean, a lot of the animals that we more or less incarcerate just don't belong in that habitat.
And he's been an advocate for animals since he started with The Price is Right. I know a few years ago he was pushing about non-animal circuses and had that they should be more of a Cirque du Soleil thing instead of having these animals, because from all kinds of different reports from all kinds of different places across the world, the circus is even worse than the zoo.
No, I agree totally. It really is. It's cruel on a lot of levels. As I say, you know, we've been great with human rights and basic rights and gay rights, but we've lacked a little on animal rights. Big whales and pools that people sit around and watch, I don't like that either. They belong in the ocean, for crying out loud. And some may argue, okay, if they're born into that situation where they're, again, I like to use the word incarcerated because that's what they are. It's okay if they're born into that. Well, no, I disagree. They don't belong there. And in this, you know, in this day and age of high-def televisions and big-screen televisions and computers, I mean, kids, they have ways to see these animals. They don't have to see them penned up in a situation where they don't belong.
Yeah, there was an article recently I was reading about the killer whales, too, and you talk about the water parks where people go and watch the big fish swim, and there was I can't remember the name of the one killer whale who has that whale has killed, I think it's 3 people who were mm-hmm. involved in its upkeep and training, And that would send a message that this whale obviously feels trapped, doesn't feel
he's
that
pissed
comfortable.
Off. Yeah. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Yep, constantly got to jump for fish and do all this stupid stuff. And these things are massive, massive animals that are kept in these pools. And, you know, with the zoos, I remember when I was a kid, it seemed to me that we always took a trip to the zoo at some point. But I don't think in my children's school years they've ever gone to the zoo on a school trip. So maybe it's something school boards frown upon as well now.
That I can't address. I remember a couple of times my kids went to the zoo when they were younger. But again, and I took them to African lion safari. I don't have a problem with that because, again, that's more a sanctuary than it is a zoo. Mm. I found that somewhat interesting. But the general practice of taking animals out of their natural habitat and ramming them in cages is just something I don't like. And, I stand firmly behind Bob Barker. And don't get me wrong, I'm no PETA freak, you know? I eat chicken
right.
and fish and beef, and, I mean, that's a whole other issue. But, you know, I big gorillas in cages. People walk by just looking at them, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I remember years ago they had the koala bears at the Metro Zoo there, and my wife was just beside herself. She had to get to the zoo to see the koala bears. Well, we didn't realize, as many people didn't, because we were lined up all day to get in, that the koalas sleep all day, and they're up at night, you know. And so lined up for hours in the summer heat to go look at these things, and you couldn't even see them anyhow. They had buried themselves wherever they sleep, and I said, that's it for me. It's the last time I'm going to the zoo. Although the Detroit Zoo, I guess the city is turned into the zoo, but the Detroit Zoo does something where they have like a booze night, so you can walk around and look at the animals and have drinks.
Oh, cool, yeah, and I'm sure people don't give the animals the booze. I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah, there's, I'm sure...
Giving a gorilla a couple of beers.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few people that are...
Last time I went to the zoo and saw the gorillas, this is years ago... This guy, he sat there. First, he ate his poop, and then he yanked himself in front of everybody.
Yeah, I like it when they fling the poop as well.
Yeah.
Good
well,
times.
Wouldn't you
well,
if you
sure.
were putting a cage on your life?
Yeah, we never got into that as a human race.
No. Openly masturbating, which I would if I was in a cage.
And throwing our poo at people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Freddie. Well, listen, we'll continue to read at CanadianThinker.com, and as always, look forward to our weekly chats Wednesday morning with you.
Oh, boys, I'm loving you.